study abroad. Join us as we catch up with foreign students in Slovenia.
Mondays at 11:30
on Radio SI.
So I'm Rafael Gruter, I'm from the Netherlands, and I'm 21 years old, and I study cultural anthropology.
Where did you find out about Slovenia? Why did you come to study here?
When I was 18, after my exams, I went to Eastern Europe with my friends. We took the train and we visited like 10 cities in Eastern Europe. So all the big ones, you know, Budapest, Bucharest, Prague. And then strangely enough, out of all those cities, it was Ljubljana that really stuck to me the most. And then when I looked for Erasmus exchange possibilities, I saw that Ljubljana was a partner university of my university, and I thought, all right, this is my chance, so I should take it.
And now that you've been here for a while, was there something you didn't quite expect to experience here?
Well, like the first time I've been here, I've only been to Ljubljana, so I knew Slovenia as Ljubljana. And I knew that this place is very nice. But now that I've been here, I did like a hike every weekend and we visited all the other places. And what surprised me is that Slovenia is such a diverse country. Yeah, well, I would like to say one thing, which I find very strange. Because in the Netherlands, it's a very biking culture, you know? So I do everything by bike here. And I've noticed that when I'm on the bike, the way people approach each other is sometimes quite weird. Because if you are coming from the same direction, then the Slovenians have the tendency to go to the left, while the Dutch have the tendency to go to the right. But sometimes that, so you're almost in a crash. I don't know why do they do that, because you drive on the right, so it seems a bit strange for me.
You're studying here now in Ljubljana. How has it been? What differences have you noticed between the systems back home here?
For one, what I really like about my lectures here is that we always end with some sort of seminar, so we always have a bit of practical use. So in the Netherlands, I get theory, and then you figure out what to do with it, you know? And here, they help you along with it. And also, I'm following very different courses. And what is strange is that some courses, they are filled with 100 students, and some courses, they are filled with 6 students. So the attention that you get in every course is very different.
And the Netherlands, the people are quite well known for being very punctual, very sticking to the schedule, or at least that's what I've heard.
No, I think that's right, yeah. I remember the first week when I was here. Well, it was a chaotic week in every sense, because it was also the dropout period, which means that we could follow courses and drop courses, and it's the week where you figure out how things work. And I think in the first week, 3 of my lectures were cancelled without me knowing, so I was in front of an empty room. And in other lectures, the teacher was like half an hour late or something like that. So at first I was, ooh, what the hell did I sign myself up for, you know? But now it's all right. Now I know when to come and the teachers are on time. But the first week was a bit chaotic, yes.
We'll take a short musical break.
We'll be listening to Bongo Bong by Manu Chao.
Why this one?
It's a song that always makes me happy, and it reminds me of traveling around, and it's a good radio song.
Mama was queen of the mambo, papa was king of the Congo. Deep down in the jungle, I start banging my first bongo. Every monkey like to be in my place instead of me, cause I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong. I went to the big town where there is a lot of sound, from the jungle to the city looking for a bigger crown. So I play my bongo for the people of big city, but they don't go crazy when I bang. Banging on my boogie, I'm the
king of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Study abroad on Radio SI.
Today we're talking to Rafael from the Netherlands. What should people definitely do if they ever visit?
What should they do? Well, visit Deventer, of course. That's where I'm from.
That's point number one, yeah.
Great. And what else? Well, the Netherlands is great for biking, of course. So I would really recommend, if you go to the Netherlands, do it by bike. It's so easy to get from city to city, and typically Dutch way of traveling around is just taking the tent, the bike. So there are a lot of good campings and stuff like that, and the camping life in the Netherlands is really great during summer.
What is something about the Netherlands maybe people don't know and they should?
One fact that I think not many people know is that I fact-checked it this morning because I wanted to be sure, but like 26% of the Netherlands is below sea level, which would mean that if there were no dikes, the country would be 26% less big, which is pretty weird to think about.
It has been growing, right? Because you've been taking land from the sea in a way.
There's one province that was like 100 years ago, it was not there.
Mm-hmm.
We created it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know you mentioned you traveled a lot, so this is probably not that much of a culture shock, but has Erasmus taught you something that you wouldn't have known before?
For one, the way that you meet people in Erasmus, it's very special. Like, especially the, I think a lot of Erasmus students would share this feeling that the first month probably is very hectic and you meet so many new people. And I've been in so many different groups that all do different things, so hiking, sports, whatever. And what it has taught me is that it's very easy to get along with people with different backgrounds, with different cultures, but you have to just share one interest, and that's either hiking or some sort of sport. And it's so easy to do activities with people you don't know. Before coming to Erasmus, it might seem weird or scary to do a lot of things with people you don't know, but here, because nobody knows nobody, it's so easy to make new friends and to have nice contacts and nice chats, and it's great, yeah. That's something that has taught me, just open up to new people and it will be fine.
To wrap up, do you want to teach our listeners something in Dutch?
Ah, yeah, for sure. So one word I think that is very hard to translate is the word gezellig, which is a very Dutch word. If you go to the Netherlands, you will hear it for sure everywhere, because we use it for a lot of context. So you can say, when you're with a group of friends, it is gezellig. Or you can say, we can go gezellig to go to dinner.
What does it mean?
The meaning is just cozy, nice, nice atmosphere. We use it for everything, basically. So I can ask you, like, would you like to go to have coffee with me? And you could answer with gezellig. And it's like an approval of something nice happening with other people.
Okay, so gezellig.
Gezellig, yeah, that's great.
Okay, that's a very cool word.
I think it says a lot about Dutch, that we have a word like that because we like to call everything gezellig. As long as it's gezellig, then it's good. To all my friends, so nice that you're listening, and I very much miss you. And also to my parents, yeah, I miss you a lot. And I hope to see you soon.
Study abroad. Join us as we catch up with foreign students in Slovenia.
Mondays at 11:30
on Radio SI.